Sorry, today's post is almost clean. I just spent a half hour, completely sober, watching the swivel sweeper pick up popcorn and M&Ms. I really wanted to buy one, but according to the pictures, these devices are too complicated for men to use. They are also too complicated for overweight and or sweaty women and old people to operate as well. However, children can use them quite proficiently. Being a grown man, I failed to see how I could manage it. Another drawback of the swivel sweeper is that it keeps these beautifully jazzercised housewives from sweating. Is there anything more arousing than a sweaty woman? I think not. One thing I did like about the swivel sweeper is that it made no noise. I've purchased similar products before, and they all made more noise than a skeleton orgy on a tin roof. But this product was absolutely soundless, as long as the announcer kept talking, anyway. By now, I'm thinking, I have some hot neighbors who would probably come over and operate it for me. Or maybe I could operate it if I wore capri pants and low heels. So now I'm digging out my credit card and reaching for the phone when the deal killer came on the screen. Near the end of the presentation, this beautifully jazzercised housewife began sweeping up perfectly good screws and nuts and bolts with the damn thing. The last thing I want is some hot neighbor coming in my house and throwing away handfuls of hardware that took me a lifetime to accumulate. Even if Tessa could stand and operate this thing, she knows better than to throw away stuff like that. You're supposed to pick them up individually and put them back in the coffee cup that reads, "Please don't smoke and I won't fart," and put them back on the shelf next to the laundry soap. The half hour was not a total loss, however. I thought of an idea that I could sell to the swivel sweeper guys to make it compatible with male users. First, they should include a big black warning label not to pick up screws and nuts and bolts with this thing, and second, they could sell a separate beer holder attachment and raise the price another $5, but give the beer holder away free. I've already sent off my patent for the attachment.